Hello, 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 and welcome to the Drag Race Recap here on Reality TV Wrap Ups. I'm your host, Liana Boris, and we are here to talk about episode 9 of RuPaul's Drag Race season 15. We are having a ball celebrating the 200th episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, which has been on the air for 15 years. A little bit of an existential crisis for me, but we move. First with us here today is the one, the only, so happy celebrating his birthday, chatting with me about Drag Race. It is Aman Adwin. Aman, how are you? And happy birthday.
Thank you. I am well. I am good.
Alive.
I'm here. I'm alive.
There we go.
And here we are talking to Drag Race.
Exactly. Beth is feeling a little bit under the weather, so she's not going to be joining us today, but I do have some of her thoughts that we'll be peppering in throughout. So you'll get her opinion for sure throughout this podcast. So as I mentioned, it is the 15th anniversary of Drag Race. We had the 200th episode and we had a jam-packed episode.
Yeah.
This was, again, only an hour episode, so about 40 minutes of runtime, but they managed to pack in a mini challenge, a maxi challenge, the whole runway, a walkthrough, Rue's weird dancing performance thing, and of course, critiques and all of that. Aman, how did you feel the way this episode was edited? Because to me, it felt like, oh, okay, this, I don't know, it felt like a normal episode.
Yeah, it felt full. I remember when I was watching it last night, I was like, wait a second. I thought we weren't getting the 90 minutes until next month. It felt like it was like a 90-minute episode because of all this stuff that was packed into there. And like the runways themselves like weren't like blink and you miss it this time. They were like, we got to like actually see, which I guess you would need to because it's a ball challenge. But yeah, it was I was very engaged the entire way through. Mm-hmm. I'd love the episode.
I was as well. And I know, and you look, you know, Beth had one critique about this. Thank God in 60-minute episodes, we still have time for Rue to lip sync worse than Sugar and Spice. Little dig there. But even that didn't even feel like, oh, we're wasting time on this because we didn't spend time on other places. We even got like Anitra's mirror moment, which, oh my gosh, what a heartbreaking story. As you mentioned, it really did feel like such a full episode.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like, I feel like, you know, because they went to MTV and then they found out that they were not going to get the 90 minutes anymore. So they had to truncate a bunch of the episodes. And I feel like this was the episode where they finally got the hang of it. Like there were all the other ones were like choppy, choppy, choppy. And this one was like, okay, we know what we're doing now. So yeah, I think that they did a really good job.
Yeah, I totally agree. I was really pleased with this episode. And I was pleased with the way that they did the maxi challenge, which I think let's just jump on in. Let's talk about the main event here on the episode, which is the ball. So for the 15th anniversary, we are throwing a crystal ball because the 15th anniversary gift is crystal. I loved that. The crystal method ball, if you will. Because, oh my gosh, I think it was Anitra who had the line, time is of the Jada Essence Hall. I'm going to start using that. That's fantastic. So the queens have to prepare three looks. We know they usually bring two from home and then the third one they craft that day or that cycle in the workroom. So the three looks, the first one is Start Your Engines, which is based on the iconic racing suit that was used in the season one promos and obviously has continued after that. So a reinvention of that, an update on the racing suit. The second look is they can pick any ball challenge from RuPaul's Drag Race history and then make a look that would have corresponded to that. So the ball, the hair ball, the bag ball, and we'll see some of those looks as we go through all of them. And then, of course, the crystallized eleganza, dripping in crystals, not dripping in jewels from season six, but dripping in crystals here. Aman, were you happy with the categories that they chose?
Yeah, I love the first one because, the whole theme, the promo for this season was really like back to basics, going, getting back into the racer theme. So I thought that was a nice callback. And then I love anything shiny. So I was living my whole Swarovski life up in there for the crystal eleganza and the ball. What's the second one? The bag ball? Whatever it is.
Well, it was like my favorite ball. So you could pick whatever ball from RuPaul's Drag Race history and then do that. Like a look from that.
I like the callback once again. Mm-hmm. I kind of wish that it was a little bit more centered, a little bit more focused, because I feel like it was sort of hard to follow everything. They had to repeatedly tell us which ball they were referencing. But other than that, yeah, I think that all of them were pretty stellar. So
I wish that they had done, now that you bring that up, I almost wish that they had assigned the previous balls to each of the queens, right? There's nine. Yeah. You can pick nine balls from the previous seasons, because we had a lot of people doing the ball. We had a lot of people doing the bag ball. I think the hair ball maybe was the one that also got a lot. So it just felt like you could have referenced other balls in there, you know, because it felt like, oh, we've only done
right.
Three.
I was like, I know we didn't have way more balls than this. Why are we only handling these couple of balls? It's giving ball shortage.
Exactly. We love all balls equally. We should celebrate them all. Because I think we only have five. We get the balls ball, the bag ball, the hair ball, the money ball, the sugar ball. At least those are the ones that I wrote down. We can see if we can find some extra as we go through that. But also, like,
too bad Sugar wasn't here. Of course, she would have done that.
The sugar ball. Spice should have done the sugar ball. Sugar with now 50% less sugar. Okay, I have all of the looks pulled up. So I think what we should do is go queen by queen and talk about their set of looks, essentially the portfolio of looks that they brought for the ball challenge. Mm-hmm. And the order that I'm going in is the order of the first runway look, because there's a little bit of mixing up as each of the three different sort of runway looks, they change order. So if you are following along audio only, you can go to the video version if you want to look as a reference for what we're talking about. If you're already watching the YouTube video, hi. All right. Mistress. Hey, Mistress Isabel Brooks is up first. This set of looks puts her in the top. As Beth says, Beth thinks that Mistress killed all of the looks and should have won all three categories. She had one, if not the best look. Aman, how do you feel about that?
So, I mean, I definitely think that she's towards the top. I don't know if she should have won. The beach ball look is just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I love the beach ball titties. I love the I don't even know what you would call that ponytail anal beat looking thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Those are really, really fun. I wish that we could have seen the quotes a little bit more, because on the racer suit, she said that she put a bunch of quotes from all the big girls that have ever been on the show. Mm-hmm. I wish that those would have been highlighted a little bit more, as a centerpiece. And the crystal look, I mean, obviously, she's a seamstress. She knows what she's doing. It's a beautiful silhouette. I do wish that it was a little bit more shiny. I think that the fabric obviously is sparkly, but it was sort of hard to see it on the runway. It kind of looked washed out to me. So all I could really get shine from was the crystals that are like right over her boobies. So like, I kind of wish there was a little bit more going on there, or at least a little bit more sparkle. But it's obviously a very beautiful gown. And she definitely towards the top. I don't know if I agree that she should have won.
Return of the loaf, obviously, also for the crystal look that we see. You love to see it. I mean, this is something that we know that Mistress made a conscious decision of when it comes to her last look, because in the walkthrough, when she's talking with Carson and Rue, Mistress says, you know, I'm not going to like stick everything to my body, right? Less is more for me. And I think that the fabric, I do get what you're saying, that because you can't tell, like there were certain angles where I could tell if the fabric was really shiny, so maybe it doesn't give that full like dripping in jewels eleganza. But I think the way that she added the sleeve pieces with like the dripping down chains of crystals, I think that helps to elevate it up there. I totally see what Beth is saying. I actually, at first, when I was watching the episode, I think I just didn't have time to process everything. The only things I remember thinking was, I think Lux should have been in the top. And then everything else felt like a blur. But going back and re-looking at all of Mistress's looks, I actually do agree that I think I probably would have given her the win, especially for the bag ball look, because I feel like there were very few looks in that category that really slayed for me.
Yeah.
Maybe that goes to the prompt, right? Of like, maybe it was too open-ended. But this I thought was like such a perfect execution of that, as you mentioned, with the anal beads, with the titties, like everything just worked. The quotes, I think that probably is a little bit of an editing issue. Maybe we could have cut down Rue's performance time to spend a little bit of time looking to see what are all the quotes that are on there. And from afar, it could look a little bit messy. It looks like you just kind of stuck bumper stickers to her, but maybe that's what she's going for. It's like a car with bumper stickers like stuck all over her.
It kind of reminded me of Selena Estides' look a few weeks back with the like the street signs and everything on there. It looked a little tacked on, but I wish that we could have gotten a little bit more time with those just so that it would like kind of fall into place a little bit more, because from afar it kind of just looks like, okay, what's going on? But I get the message for sure.
Maybe also because I wanted her, like I felt she did so strong in both of the design challenges. So almost kind of feel like give her praise here.
Give her her win.
I think she may have deserved it. But we can talk about when we get to Sasha Colby's look, the ultimate winner here in this challenge. So as we mentioned, Mistress did the bag ball challenge, and Sugar, who we're going to talk about next.
Spice.
Oh my God. Sugar and Spice on the mind. She's doing the... Oh, wait. No, they both did the balls ball challenge. Sorry. Balls ball, bag ball. There's too many bees in life right now.
I know. Okay.
Both the balls ball challenge for Spice here. And look, I think that it's tough when you have looks that you brought from home, but it is always sort of the same silhouette, and she does get that in the walkthrough. And so I love how her interpretation from the walkthrough critiques was, oh, okay, so more fabric.
Yeah.
Like make something different meant more fabric to Spice. And you know what? That's kind of serving. So, you know, good for her. But ultimately, the way that the last look, turned out does feel a little unfinished, like fabric that was just tied together, at least for the bottom part.
Yeah, obviously like not her strong suit in terms of design, but I really do like the racer suit. I love the checkered heels. Those are really, really fun. And the thigh highs, the whole thing works, and it's a little bit different of a silhouette from what we usually get from her. So I thought that she was coming out strong. I was like, oh, okay. All right, Spice. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what's going on. And then you get to this one, the ball, and it's kind of, you know, a similar silhouette to what we've seen. Still a specific point of view that I think that sometimes the judges don't really give credit to her for. I think it's very well put together. It's very tight knit. I do like the look, but it is okay. Give me a little bit more zhuzh. And then finally for the crystal look, I mean, it's not bad. It definitely looks good, but the best part about it is the corset, and it is a little egregious that she did just carry the same purse and just put
twice
with some disco ball stuff on it. It's a little egregious. Like, all right, girl, like we see you.
Yeah, like you think you can get away with that? But she's delusional enough that I think she believes it. I mean, I actually, you know, we sort of see this a lot where you have queens who have a very specific look or very specific style. Think like dots on your face or, you know, right, something that is like very uniquely you. And I think that Sugar and Spice have that doll look down. I think it's a matter about taking that aesthetic and then being able to also sort of fit it into other categories, which, as you mentioned, the first look is super solid. I think that sort of takes that doll aesthetic, but still gives us something different. And the shoes that are just absolutely stunning also ties in our own catchphrase. Very smart. We love a marketing queen. The last look, I do agree with you that the bustier is probably the best part. And even that is like a little loose fitting at times when she would move around. And then the skirt is just, it's a mess for this season's standards. Because I would say that on other seasons, she walks out in this and she's safe.
For sure. For sure. It just reminds you just like how far this show really has come, because if this was like season 5, we'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Walking the runways of Paris. Love it. But obviously now it's like we, you know, we're kind of like with Michelle on this one. It's like, oh, you just put a little couple pieces of fabric together, you tied them. Like, it's not really, it's not very, it's, the ingenuity isn't really there for it.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't really match the top either with the way that she did the sides. So
it's a little disjointed looking. Yeah.
Yeah. A little disjointed. Next is Lux. So this is someone who I thought the first time watching through, I felt like she should have been in the top. And then I went through and I looked at the looks again and I was like, is it one of those things where it's like, or is she just skinny kind of thing? Like, is this look really good or is she just skinny? I do think the last look is fabulously crafted. I think it's really good. I'm still obsessed with the hair piece for the center one. I love her motocross interpretation. So I don't know. Maybe I do think she's in the top. I don't know, Mon. Where do you come down on Lux?
I think she should have won. I think she would have won. I also took a second. I was like, is it the skinny thing? Is it just because she's pretty? And then I was like, no, I think that she was, and even in Untucked, she was like, look, without a doubt, I should have been in the top. I don't know why I'm not in the top. Like, this look is really, really good. Like, and I was like, yeah, you're kind of being a little arrogant, but you're actually right. Like that, I think it was one of the more creative looks. It sparkles, it shines, it's eleganza. I don't really know what Malaysia was trying to get across when she was like, well, they didn't ask for that. They asked for a ball. I was like, well, okay, that's what she's giving it to you. Like, I don't understand. It's very sugar plum. It's fun. And that blue wig is just, it's just delectable. I love it. And then I'm assuming she probably made all of these because she knows what she's doing. The hair one is great. And the motocross one, I mean, it's fine. It's probably what the weakest of the three, but I think that the other two really make up for it. So I was shocked that she was safe. I'm not really sure what they didn't like about it enough for her to be safe to me.
So then I do feel better about being in the top, and Beth actually agrees as well. She said Lux should have been in the top. I love her constructed look. Did find the band of her stockings a little distracting around her waist. I don't know. To me, it blends in pretty well. I think maybe that's just the way that we have it posed right now. But that's the other thing with Lux, is that I think the way that she presents her looks on the runway too is just so captivating. The bending back thing she did for the hair look, the hairball look, was like, oh my God, how do you balance like that? It's so impressive. She had the big ass flag for the drag race. Motocross look too, which I think is just so fun to have that. I don't know if I necessarily would have given her the win. I think I still would have given Mistress the win, but I would have put Lux in the top just because I think that what she was able to craft, especially with the last look, was just so unique. And it is, as you mentioned, giving that sugar plum fairy element to it that just makes it seem so sparkly and Christmassy and wonderful. I know Christmas isn't the theme, but I associate that with sparkles. So if crystals and sparkles is the theme, then I think that Lux really hit the nail on the head. And even she says in Untucked, I met the prompt flawlessly.
She really did. She and really you know what? Like I live for it. I live for it. And the fact that she made it, it's like I most certainly couldn't make anything like that. So I definitely should have been in the top. I'm not really sure what the judge, they must have been smoking whatever, smoking that weed that Sasha was wearing on her head. Cause I'm not really getting it here.
Yeah. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on Sasha's look. We got a few more to talk about, some safe looks here with Marsha. She also does the bag ball look, which actually I couldn't even, if you had told me this was the bag ball, I would not have been able to tell you that, but maybe that's the point. I don't know.
I couldn't tell you either. And like, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, if it's really well constructed and it's like, oh my God, it's from bags. Is that supposed to be the gag? Mm-hmm. But no, I feel like you need to, like when you have people like Mistress coming out, obviously being an unequivocal beach ball. Mm-hmm. It's hard then to be like, okay, I want to see the evolution. I want to see how you made that from the bags. I mean, carrying the bags sort of like gives us like a little bit of a visual cue, but it doesn't go far enough for me. I don't like the first look. I'm sorry, Marsha.
Oh,
it's ugly. I can't deal with the pastel. It's just not. It's giving Easter. I don't even know. It's giving something that I'm not putting down. And the last one is, it's not, I actually like the last one. I think that it's very well constructed. I think that she's giving all of that, you know, Marie Antoinette realness. It's a good look. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Mm-hmm. I think, okay, I don't hate the first look as much as you do. I like that she had a helmet with the pastels, but no, I can see, especially because the race look, it feels weird to have a pastel interpretation of the race look because it's such a vibrant, bright pink or bright red, depending on which look you're going for. So the pastel feels like kind of a weird, muted version of that. So maybe it doesn't work as well. But I would say for me, I didn't hate any of her looks at all. I thought they were all solid, but I also didn't feel like, oh my gosh, this is so stunning, which I almost, unfortunately for this crop of queens, like you have to have that, oh my gosh, kind of look mm-hmm. to put you up into the top. And so I know Marsha was a little bit surprised that she ended up in the safe category, but I do think that that's probably where I would have put her. And I think that all of the looks that she displayed on the runway, they were safe. Good.
Yeah,
and safe.
This is simply safe. I do think that she definitely gave a little bit more than what she usually does on the runway mm-hmm. this time around, because it is starting to become a little muted. If this is the trend that we're about to see for her, I'm excited to see what's next, because mm-hmm. I was getting a little worried that those runways were just never going to be up to snuff with the rest of her sisters. And that was ultimately, and probably still at this point, probably will ultimately be her undoing. But mm-hmm. we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I think she's someone also who she clearly has like a lot of natural talent. I think she'll grow a lot after the show as well. So I could see her on an All Stars.
Definitely.
Next up is Selena Estitiz, who does end up in the bottom and the bottom two, lip syncing for her life for the series of looks. Amon, an exasperated sigh from you. Please let us in. What do you think about these looks?
I love Selena. I really do. And a lot of the time I understand exactly where she's coming from with her mm-hmm. looks. This time around, no. That money look, it's giving negative balance. It's giving insufficient funds, baby. I can't.
Yeah, overdrawn.
It's way overdrawn. Overdraft fees out the ass. Mm-hmm. I just can't. I can't get into it. I love the concept, but no, I'm sorry, girl. It's just too bunchy everywhere. Your form is lost entirely. I don't know what's going on with the hair. Her makeup is always going to be good down. Like, if there's one thing that Selena can do, it's beat her face. So mm-hmm. there's always that. The first look isn't bad. It looks a little pedestrian. Like, it's not really elevated enough for me. And then mm-hmm. I think that she obviously did a beautiful job crafting the last look, but it's not giving crystal for mm-hmm. one, and secondly, it's a little loose. She constantly had to pull it up the entire night through. It's just like Michelle said, she's always just almost there mm-hmm. almost there, but there's like one little something about her taste level is just a little off, and a piece of me loves that because she gives you a little something little different. But this time around, No, I'm sorry, sis. I wasn't there for it.
And for a ball challenge, too, right? That's like you kind of you're going to have to be at that level. I totally agree with you for the second look, for the money look, especially because, and we've actually seen this comment, I want to say it was towards Acid Betty, but I can't remember, of like, we've seen the money look done so well on the show. I mean, take a look. These are the looks from the mm-hmm. final four of season three, the actual money ball challenge when it aired. And across the board, all like Yara ended up in the bottom, and I get it, there's like too much going on. But even like Alexis also ended up in the bottom, looks done. I mean, again, it's final four, but like you just see so many solid looks that were done, that were crafted on that day in the workroom mm-hmm. and were better
and
than what
this
Selena
is what we're getting now. It's like,
exactly. So, and you know, she acknowledges it in Untucked that the look was a lot of a mess. Again, I like the idea, of putting the EBT card in her hair. Again, all of that, like that personality really shines through. It's just mm-hmm. the way that the execution is that just isn't quite there. The first look is has fit issues, but she said that was on purpose and that this actually works for me. The fit issues for the last dress, though, as you mentioned, are just unfortunately, I think, really just take away from the whole aesthetic that she's putting together. And as soon as she walked around the corner, I could notice the bunching on the side. And I was like, no, Selena.
Yeah, I know.
Because she just has such a magnanimous personality. And I just have really enjoyed getting to know her and to see her perform on the show. I want to help her in that element. But I think she's someone else. Like, get in contact with some good designers, take another sewing class, and I think you'll be fine. Just brutal.
Yeah, definitely another all-star in my heart.
Yeah, exactly. Same. She's got personality for days, so I think she'll be able to carry that through. All right, next is Malaysia. She is safe for these looks. I actually didn't realize how close the first and second look were color-wise until looking at them right now. Both that like pastel pink, which I do think, I don't know why, I just don't like that it's the same color.
It looks like the same. It just looks like it's just pants instead of a skirt this time around. Like it's in a different wig. Like, yeah, this was. I think she's lucky that Selena and Spice were here, because I don't know. I think she's another one where it's like sometimes these looks just don't land. The hair one, I think, is probably. Probably the strongest. I don't know. Maybe the best. I don't know.
I hate it. It's my least favorite of the three.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that was a tough sale.
What's the color? Because it looks different. So you're like, oh yeah, this is the strongest, because it's like, she's got the black and white palette. I don't know. That also looked like something that would have been made if she were actually doing the ball challenge, which is wild, because the last look I do think is stronger. She made that one. And for someone who's not a sewer, that was very surprising. But yeah, her looks to me were very like meh, if not the for the middle one.
Yeah. Now that I'm looking at it, it swallows her up. Like it's it's Cruella de Vil on her worst day.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm happy to see something different, but I just think that the way that it fit, it didn't feel cohesive either. It totally felt like just a bunch of different pieces sort of stuck all over her. Yeah. I mean, that being said, she knows that pink pastel color looks great on her, which it does. So I'm glad that she utilized that. She did utilize a little bit of a different color for the crystal look. But it's safe, a little bit samey.
It's simply safe, yeah.
I could see her maybe, if Lucy's looks have been a little bit better, falling into that like bottom but safe kind of slot, specifically because of the middle look. But
yeah, and then she's like over here coming for Lucy during Unduck. I was like, girl, you're doing a lot of hooting and hollering for someone that didn't do that well this challenge.
Oh my God, I know, right? I'm like, she's like, I need a new target. I'm going to stay in the competition for going after people. And like Lucy, for some reason, was the choice that she decided to go with.
Yeah, like I didn't understand like why she was so bothered by Lucy talking about her. It looks like, well, I didn't like it. And the judges also said the same thing. They agreed with me. And I was like, well, they didn't say that. It's fine if you don't like the look, but they didn't say that they didn't understand what it was. It just wasn't great.
Also, like, you weren't there. What do you mean?
Yeah,
like, I disagreed with you. Okay, maybe in the retelling she got enough, but anyway. All right, next up is the aforementioned Lucy DeLuca, who ends up in the bottom for these looks with I think she said Princess Peach inspired look for the first look, which was the racing suit, the bag ball, which looked like a regular outfit with just some plastic bags stuck to it, and then her runner-up gown for the final look.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked about all of this, because she crowns herself as a designer. She was like waiting for this. She's like, I'm ready for this challenge. This is something that I'm going to excel in. And she comes out swinging. The first look is fantastic. I think it's probably the strongest out of the racer looks. And then the second one? Girl, what are you doing? Like, what? Design where? Where? Like, just put the whole thing in a plastic bag and send it on down. Like, what is going on? Like, and then I totally agree with Carson on the last look. If she had just taken that trim down just a little further, it would have just made for such a more pleasant silhouette. It's mm-hmm. not bad. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely sparkly, not sparkly enough, but it's sparkly. But yeah, I just feel like she kind of just like, she started off strong and then she sort of petered out. I was like, this is kind of strange. For someone who likes to design, I'm not, no.
Right. I want to take them one look at a time because I also do feel like they all felt like such individual. I can't give the same critique for all of them, right? You really have to like give individual critiques depending on the look. So if we start with the last one, the constructed look, I mean, obviously well-constructed. I love the fact that she is telling this story along with it too, right? You're sort of engaging with us on the runway. I agree with the mermaid silhouette. It is a little bit too high, but overall, I would say safe. Like, I would say this is a good, safe look.
Yeah.
Then let's talk about the first look, the runway or the racer look, which I think, yeah, I do think this is really solid. I maybe would have chosen different patterns for the fabric, like the non-sparkly fabric, the red fabric. It did feel a little bit kind of all over the place, but I love the idea of doing this sort of Princess Peach or maybe more like with the anime hair kind of style look. I love that. I think that's out of the box. I think that's really unique. This by itself maybe would have put in the top. And then we get to the middle look, which it's just, again, it's just the, I can't remember who made the comment of the St. Pauli's girl just stuck with bags. And again, I think she tries to elevate it with the story of the, I just picked up poop, but it came out of my titties. Like, I don't know that I didn't quite get either in terms of story. It's like, that's ew. It's maybe just not my sense of humor. She's got the, you know, the crown made out. Like, I could see the idea of where she was coming from. But yeah, then the whole dress should be made out of bags, too. Or like, you know, there needs to be more. Like, one crown of bags does not a bag ball outfit make. So it just felt very half-assed. Definitely a bottom look, I would say for sure. And therefore, I think that whole package together is what ultimately resulted in her landing in the bottom.
Yeah, it felt very phoned in. It was like, okay, I know we're going to have to do three looks this time. Let me go ahead and get started on the racer one. And then she ran out of time and then just like was like, okay, I just have to put something together. And hopefully the racer is enough to make me safe. That's what I'm getting.
Part of me is like, did she have a look, the second look? Or like, did something happen to it? I don't know.
Yeah. This
was something that she had brought with her and then just glued a bunch of little bags to it in order to just be like, crap. Like, I need something for this look. That's just how it feels. I don't, because every other look looks like, okay, you probably brought this from home, especially if you made the last look. This one, I believe she could have made both.
Yeah, like I feel like for someone that likes to design, there has to be something more to this. Like maybe I'll watch the Roscoes. If she's at Roscoes, I'll watch and see if she has any behind the scenes tea. Mm-hmm. Maybe something happened to the other look. Maybe it got caught on fire. I don't know.
It spontaneously combusted. Who knows? Next, we have the winner of this week's ball challenge. We have Miss Sasha Colby. So I'm going to start out here with Beth's thoughts because Beth is, I feel like, the strongest Sasha Colby fan on the panel. And she says, while Sasha looked beautiful, I wasn't blown away by her first look and felt like the structure of Lux's was stronger than what she put together. What do you think, Amon? Where do you come down on this? I mean, I know you think Lux should have won. So obviously then someone's got to drop down out of that slot. Do you think that Sasha would have been safe or still in the top?
I think that's it's fair for Sasha to be in the top. The first look, I mean, she does look very stunning. And it is it's definitely sort of like a unique interpretation of a racer, like making it into a sort of like a gown skirt type deal. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Love it. The second one, cool. You're giving us the weed, but I don't like the silhouette. I feel like she looks very boxy. I don't think that it accentuates her form very well. And I don't think that it's, I mean, we've seen weed on the runway before, so I'm kind of like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, what is it? Like, it's just a skirt with some crystals, like, and then she cut it out and made like a little, no. Okay. No.
So I think for me, it ends up with a battle of that last high spot to be either Sasha or Anitra for me. And it's almost like I'm more nitpicking what I didn't like about the looks. Because I would say between the two of them, I think the first look, like for Sasha here, for her runway look, I think that it's solid, safe, could be part of a high package if the other looks are very strong. The weed look, I actually agree with you that I feel like the silhouette, there's something about the way her waist is defined,
yep,
that it's not defined. That, yeah, it doesn't like give her that shape. But I love the campiness of, you know, she's doing the dime bag. I think hers was the bag ball.
Yeah.
Interpretation. Although, again, I wouldn't have known that, but, you know, she's going with the bag. So, but I don't know if like, are the rest of the pieces, it doesn't look like the rest of it was made out of bags. But again, I don't know if that was part of the brief, if you had to make it out of those materials. Obviously not, because Mistress didn't. It's not like she got the world's giantest beach ball and then made it. Like, it's clearly a latex look with beach balls. So, okay. So maybe it's okay. It's camp. It's cute. It's giving us Laganja. I just don't think the last look is all that good.
It's
I'm
not.
Sorry. Okay. First of all, she kept stepping on the skirt loincloth part of it, so that I know other queens have gotten in trouble for, so I'm actually shocked they didn't say anything, because I saw it happen multiple times on the runway. And then the top is just those appliques sewn together. That's, yeah, it, like, that's all, that's it.
It's it, in terms of like construction, I think Lux did a far better job.
Yes,
especially with the material that was given. This she looks pretty, but she's always going to look pretty.
I know.
And I feel like, I don't know, it's giving rigor mortis. It's giving a little heavy-handed Sasha love. And I don't like to be the natural contrarian, but like, I'm like, are we padding the girls' wins? Like, what's going on? So,
yeah. Yeah, I did get that sense too, because also shoes are the accessory. She had those. The bracelets are the accessory. She had those. The earrings are the accessory. She had those. She added the, I assume, the tree branch things. But to me, that doesn't really fit cohesively with the outfit. And also the fabric of the appliques doesn't really match the bot. It felt like she made that top applique piece, which I do think is really stunning. And then was like, okay, what am I going to do for the rest of this? And right, then everything else kind of felt like, okay, I'm just going to do this. I'm, you know, yeah, I'm not a seamstress, but I know it works for my body, which again, you can't deny her body is stunning. But I do think that it's a little bit of, yeah, I don't know if it's the Sasha Colby favoritism or the relying on that body, but I, God, now thinking about it, I don't know. I might've dropped her to safe just because I think Anitra's last look was perfection.
I'll be interested to see if this happens again, because if it happens again, when on a week where it's like, did she need to win that? I'm going to be like, okay, all right, now we see what's going on, but whatever, we'll give it to her.
Yeah. You know, exactly. We didn't make the decision. She also, you know, it's all the judges. They made the decision. Good for her. Good for her. The last look we're going to talk about, the last set of looks we're going to talk about, is from Anitra. And if that middle look had been not WTF, I definitely think she would have won here, because the way that they were gagged for her final crafted look, like the first look is like solid, but then the second look, she did the sugar ball, which I was so happy to see another ball, because at that point we had only had, I think, four represented on the runway. But I think Carson asked about it. Like, what are your titties? What is that? What is that? Taffy, I think was what she said.
Taffy titties, yep.
Taffy titties.
Kind of looks like, I don't even know. I don't think it goes far enough. You know, like it's sugar ball. Like I wanna feel like I'm in Candyland. I wanna see more candy bits all over your body. I just wanna see all of that. And I feel like this is like a rejected Katy Perry Teenage Dream costume. That's what I'm getting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the yellow and the purple, too. I can see it. And the lollipop, all of that.
Yeah.
I think especially, too, when you have some really solid candy ball looks from season 5. Yeah. from season five too, you like can't help. It's the same thing that Selena STDs, the same problem that she had, where I go back and I look at even the looks that were in the bottom, which I think Detox and Jinx were in the bottom for that. Maybe Jinx's. I don't even think Jinx's was that bad. I really don't like the scent. I just really don't like her middle look, like at all.
Yeah, it's very, very weak. I feel like it'd be better if she didn't even have those titties on there. Like,
right? Yeah, it's so weird. They look like.
But then that takes away like all the candy, because I think all the candy is like on her hip, and that would have been it. You know what I mean? What's the sash? Is it like?
Well, I think so. The bottom part has the gumdrops on it, but the top part doesn't. I feel like she should have removed the titties, put the gumdrops on the top part, and then added a couple lollipops. More lollipops. I don't know.
Always more lollipops. Wait, I think my mic is...
Always okay. More lollipops. Yeah. Yeah, Mon's going to adjust his audio quality while I gush about this last look. Oh my gosh. When she turned around, and I picked two stills of it because I'm obsessed with this as well. I just think she looked, the way it fit her body, one, amazing. Two, mm-hmm. I loved the neckline of the sort of deep mid chest plunge, but the way that she stuck on all of those little crystals on the sleeves, mm-hmm. on the spine, just really looked so good and so cool. So like still dripping in crystals, but edgy.
It was giving me like Lady Gaga, Born This Way era, very like bare bones, classic beauty. Like, I love the spine. And then along the arms as well, it's just very, very enticing to look at.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, and she, her confessionals too. I'm happy we got to see more Anitra personality in this episode. Her confessional for this, while she's doing the runway, was like, yeah, no, this is very uncomfortable. What am I saying? Yeah. What am I talking about? Fashion is pain, and she's got that run or the mermaid silhouette just right. Just everything about this final look was so good. I really wish that middle look had been so much stronger. And even the first look is like, fine. So it's even that, like, not really enough to make up for the other looks. So
and I kind of have to agree with Michelle on this one. Like, I don't really like that shade of green too much. Mm-hmm. So
fair. Like, she was going for something different, but yes. Wait, what was it that Spice said? We always hear what Michelle thinks of green, but we never hear what green thinks of Michelle.
I was like, fair. Fair. Let us know, Green.
She's so charismatic. She's just a mess. The twins are a mess. I can't wait to see them again. They'll be back, I'm sure. All right. So Anitra does end up in the top. Ultimately doesn't win, though, I think, just because of this. Now that I'm looking at the second look, at first I was convinced I would put Sasha safe, but now I want to reward her for the last look, but the middle look is just, I hate it so much. And I love Anitra. So it's really tough. It's really tough to see. But that is our ball challenge. Ultimately, as a result of that, we have Spice and Selena in the bottom two. And okay, so this is Lil Nas X, which I did hear some critiques about, like, this maybe wasn't the best runway song. But I felt like Selena was out of it. And I felt like Spice was just being Spice.
It was a very strange lip sync. And yes. I agree. At first I was like, oh my God, Lil Nas X, because I love that album. I love Lil Nas X, huge fan. And when I watched it again, I was like, maybe it's the song. I don't know if this song is the one. They should have just went ahead and did Call Me By Your Name. Like that would have been it.
Yep.
Selena, I don't really know what she was. It looked like she was trying to like take the song seriously and like really give you like emotion. And I don't know if it's because we just saw her lip sync to Celine Dion. So it was like, I don't think that this works for this particular song. The song is like, it's about just wanting to be loved. It's about desperation. It's about feeling lonely. It's about just the frustration of loneliness and just wanting it. And I feel like that doesn't call for, I want someone to love me. Mm-hmm. I need you to just like, you need to lose it. Like lose it. Like he's losing it on that mm-hmm. track. And I think that Spice definitely, she was lending herself more into that energy. I kind of feel like Spice won that lip sync. But
yeah, I wouldn't judges, go that far. Oh my God. What a controversial thing you've said on this day.
I think she won. I don't think that Selena was really engaging to look at. To me, I was just like, I didn't really know what she was doing. And I feel like she picked it up towards the end. And I don't think that Spice did a wonderful job either. Mm-hmm. But I think she beat Selena.
Selena. Well, unfortunately, Beth's not here to explain her point in more detail, but she did say that contrary to what I'm seeing online, I think Selena blew Spice out of the water in the lip sync. She really emoted a desperate desire to find somebody. And that was really what was captivating to me. In my opinion, I felt like she was having an emotional breakdown about being in the bottom. Like that was how I interpreted her emotion of the song. Because even when I watched her in Untucked, I felt like she was stronger and Untucked. Like, you know, I know we get the slow motion kind of sepia tones, like flashback moments. So it's tough to take. Okay, maybe it's tough. But it felt like she had more energy there than she did actually out on the runway when she was performing. So for me, I was so nervous that she was just going to like break down and start crying. And then Spice has, you know, Spice is like a little puppy dog. It's just like, who knows what Spice is doing? And just like running around and being cute, being funny, being Spice, being charismatic. Mm-hmm. But I was captivated for Selena, but not probably by the reasons why either she wanted or why or for what Beth mentioned was that she felt like it really matched the song. I do agree that it was weird. Like there was something just weird about the energy of the lip sync. And I again would attribute that to the fact that I felt like Selena was going through something up there on that stage. And then Spice just being little trotting around Spice. Although, you know, credit to her for not actually trotting.
She didn't trot. And this would have been the song to do it to.
Exactly. I know, right? I did think she was going to do a TikTok. I was like, do the TikTok dance. Because isn't there a TikTok dance to this song? I don't know.
Probably. I mean, like you said, I think Selena was just out of it. And that took me out of it. So I just wasn't really engaged all when watching. And I think, I don't know. I want her to do well, and I'm like really, really rooting for Selena. So I'm obviously glad that she's still in the competition. But it is giving. I feel like Kiss of Death is happening soon. Mm. Like I feel like the judges are growing tired of her, and that makes me very sad because I feel like she wants to be there so bad, and she really tried. She knew she was like, oh my God, like this is a design challenge. I do not want to be in the bottom again. Like I know that like I have issues when it comes to this, and she really gave it her all, and just wasn't there. So like do some more acting challenges, do some more like stuff that can like really help her personality come through, because I'm tired of y'all dogging my girl out with these damn design challenges.
Ugh, I know. Now that Spice is gone, now that Jax is gone, I'm sort of looking to like, okay, what is that next group of queens who I feel like could be in danger? Unfortunately, I do think that Selena is one of them. Maybe Malaysia, depending on how much hell she raises. Marsha, probably at some point, like the shoe is gonna, she's gonna drop.
I think you probably just announced the boot order for the next three.
Honestly, depending on the individual challenges, but I just feel like the judges aren't connecting to them for whatever reason, and so I don't know, a little nervous. Okay, so Spice goes. Beth says this was Spice's time. I'm sad to see her go. And the tribute to Spice at the credits was really cute by all the girls. So yes, Spice, Sugar and Spice, I think will forever be in the hearts of certainly the queens on this season. They really seem to take a liking to them. I think they have this like innocent charisma positivity that is infectious and is such and a fun energy to be around.
And it's not put on like it's. Yeah. I think that's probably the thing that I love the most, because I was like, I was with everyone else. I was like, oh my God, like, okay, they're twins. It's a gimmick. Like, it's going to be like they're from TikTok. They're going to be gratuitous, just self-absorbed Gen Zers, right? Like, now I sound like an old millennial, but But no, they were so kind and just like they just were happy to be there, and they were in on the joke. Like they knew that they were like there because of their being twins, and mm-hmm. they knew that. Like, and they didn't try to like be anything that they weren't. They just came on the show, acted silly, had a good time, and I hope that I get to meet them, because I really would like to say to their faces, like, you guys were such a breath of fresh air. And mm-hmm. I really kind of want to adopt some of like that energy that Spice went out with. She was like, look, I'm just trying to focus on the positive. Like,
yep.
it, you know, it is what it is. If I have to lip sync, let me go learn these lyrics. And, you know, if I go home, I'll at least get to be with my sister again. Like that, mm-hmm. that to me is just like, how can you dislike anybody like that? So I hope to see them back, and I would like to see them back on separate seasons. I don't need to see them back again. I would like to see them come back on an All-Star season without each other. I think that would be really mm-hmm. cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to happen, but yeah.
All-Stars 8 and then All-Stars 9 and then 10.
Yeah, right. I think seeing Spice or Sugar also by herself would be interesting to see mm-hmm. to see how that would go, especially because we did get a little bit of their different personalities in the first couple episodes before Sugar went home. But all right, we have a few other things to talk about from this episode. We'd be remiss if we didn't touch on. So because this was the 15th anniversary of Drag Race in the 200th episode, there was a lot of sort of paying homage to the previous seasons of Drag Race. And the first time we get this is in the mini challenge, which this is our first mini challenge of the season. Yes, right? Or at least the first one that we've seen. Sometimes they can cut them for time.
I guess it was the reading challenge.
Oh, the reading challenge, right.
Yeah.
So aside from the reading challenge, we get our first quick drag with photo bombing of iconic scenes from Drag Race history. This was really fun. It was really cute. It was really quick. I mean, obviously it has to be with the 60-minute episodes, but it was enough to see a little bit of each of the queens' personalities. So I'm so happy that they included it here. Were there any moments that stood out to you, Iman?
I completely forgot about that part with Morgan McMichaels like shitting out an egg.
Yeah.
I forgot about that entirely. So that was fun. I loved, who was the person that had I'm forgetting her name. How could I forget Ornacia? Ornacia and Vivacious.
Lux.
I love Lux mm-hmm. kicking Vivacious off. That was funny. I liked the Nitras jumping into the pool. It was mm-hmm. fun. It was a really fun challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really fun. I don't know where Anitra got the bread also for the toaster, but I liked when Rue was like, what's the bread for? She's like, it's from her toaster. Not where did you get the bread? I don't know. Craft services, I guess, is stocked with bread. And it's the grunting for me about Lux. Lux also seems, I mean, Lux is like a student, it feels like, of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
She was quoting Alyssa Edwards, doing the, you know, the
bitch,
whole scene.
Look how orange you look, girl.
Mm-hmm. Anitra also, I can't remember what she was quoting. It's so interesting to see. I mean, Drag Race has been on the air, as we said, for 15 years. And so obviously it's become a staple. And especially the young queens that are coming up, right? That's like their what they know is drag, because it's so formative to everything. We've seen queens go on and be so successful. I mean, hell, Shangela was just on The Masked Singer as like a guest presenter, which was mm-hmm. totally mind-blowing. I was like, wait, what is Shangela doing here? But it makes sense. She was on Dancing with the Stars. There's a lot of crossover there.
Yeah, it's really insane. Like, just like how much time has gone by, and someone as young as Lux that literally grew up watching it. Like, her, like Drag Race for her is probably like what like America's Next Top Model was for me. Like, I knew all the seasons. I could name. Yep. I could probably still name all the winners. Like, it was just I know the quotes. I know like the drama. I could even name what episode this happened in. Like, and that's Drag Race is that for a lot of young queer folk now. It's
mm-hmm. insane. Mm-hmm. What else do we have from this episode? So, yeah, we can talk about Rue's dance or not. We can just move on from that.
Let's just move on.
Yeah, okay. The one other thing that I do want to touch on is Anitra talking about her family situation, because that was just so incredibly heartbreaking and just felt like so terrible that she had to go through that. I mean, I'm happy that she's been able to reconnect with her bio dad, but oh my gosh, I can't imagine being told like, oh yeah, no, it's fine. And then a week later, you're making all people uncomfortable. You have to leave.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they can't even like say goodbye to his brothers. Like, it's people be going through it, man. And like, I just like, when I hear stories like that, like, I mean, obviously I didn't have everything perfect growing up and I certainly had my struggles, but like, I'm just so blessed to have the family that I do because so many people just don't have that. And they, sometimes they don't even make it out of that situation alive. So it's just, I don't know, it's just so important to like find community and be the community for someone and just like be as kind as possible. And all of the Hallmark messages, honestly, like it's just so because that's so rough. That's so rough. Mm-hmm. And to have like so much success and to have so many things going for her. And then she's still like, I wish I had my mom, though. It's like, damn. Like, and it's like there's really nothing that can like replace that kind of love. You know what I mean? It's such a special and unique type of love to get from a mom. And when you don't have that, it's like. So. And, keep her in my prayers.
And even despite, I mean, what's happened with her mom, like she even still wanted to represent that side of her on the runway with her first look. It was, she had the patches on either side representing her mom and her dad and where they're from. And that just, she just seems
still like carry that with you. And like, it's like, you know, you, I'm sure there's like a lot of like mixed feelings and like a lot of like resentment, but it's also like it's still my mom. So it's like, whoo, that's heavy. It's really heavy.
I know. If anything, let's all be more loving. It's all okay. Let's take some of Spice's energy. Okay. Yes. Focus on the positives.
Yes.
All right. Next week, we are going to be doing one-on-one interviews for like a magazine. And I spied a little Frankie Grande.
Oh, not his ass again.
Yeah, I know. And he was the one famous person. So I was like, oh, maybe they're going to bring like Tyler Oakley and, you know, the people that the social media people they brought in maybe or something. And it's like, no, okay, just Frankie Grande. Good. Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, no. What a disaster. I don't know what this is going to entail, but I'm actually very curious to see because it looks really unique.
Yeah, it looks like a different kind of challenge. Yeah,
exactly. Especially of what we've been seeing recently. So I'm happy to get to experience that. Plus, who knows, maybe this will be the Selena redemption arc. This will give her an opportunity to showcase her other skills. All right. Anything else, Mon, that you want to say about this episode or Drag Race in general?
No, I'm still thoroughly enjoying the season. Is it next week that we're back in 90 or is it the week after that?
So I believe it is is it the 3rd or the 10th? I don't remember.
I feel like it was double digits. So I feel like it might be the 10th.
I feel like it was double digits as well. The 10th sounds correct to me. Yes, March 10th, because the finale of Real Friends of WeHo or whatever that show is the 3rd. So the 10th, we're going to be back. So this is going to be our last.
Even after our show ends, you're still not getting 90 minutes.
Yeah. You don't even know how television works.
Hey, Todd, whatever. It's so fine. Petulant. I can't. I can't. So embarrassing.
All right. Mon, where can people find you on social media? Is there anything you want to plug? I don't know if you want to mention BB Can, but that is a thing that's happening right now.
Oh, yeah. That was some bullshit. Like, look, we hear y'all. We're with you. I'm sure, like, all of us.
Yeah.
Me, Liana, Puya, the whole gang. We're all right there with y'all. I'm still kind of, this could just be terminally delightful of me, but I still feel like they're going to fix it. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. A piece of me is like, someone along the lines is going to be like, okay, yeah, let's fix this. So I'm holding out hope for that. Maybe it won't be immediately. Maybe it'll be halfway through the season. We'll see. But we're right there with y'all, okay? So, yeah, I don't really know what coverage of BB Can is going to look like now, aside from the episodes. But me and Leon, I'm sure we'll both still be there in some capacity, so...
Yeah, with these digital dailies, I don't know. I think what's most frustrating to me is like the logic, the reasoning that they gave behind it. Because when I first heard that they were going down to essentially cutting live feeds to only having these digital dailies, I thought it was financial. I was like, oh, it's because it's too expensive to have the crew there, all, you know, to do the live feeds, blah, 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 whatever. So they're doing it to cut costs. But then their explanation was about like protecting the mental health of the contestants. So that felt a little bit like, what? I would have believed it more if it was a money issue. To me, it just feels like censorship on steroids is what they're going for, which is hilarious because the name of the show is Big Brother, but whatever. That's something that I'm sure will develop hopefully over the course of the next few weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, I'm all for mental health of contestants being protected, but I at the same time I don't. I'm not trying to find a way to say it that's not insensitive. I don't know if taking the live feeds is going to stop any of that from happening. I think people Survivor players still get that kind of stuff too, and they mm-hmm. have edited episodes. Mm-hmm. People are just going to be nasty because people are nasty, and yeah, maybe you're cutting down the amount of ammo that people can use against people on the live feeds, but mm-hmm. I don't know. It's still going to be something. So it's strange, and I've always felt Canada has been so much better at that kind of stuff anyway. So it's if anything, I feel us down here, our ratchet asses down here should have gotten rid of the feeds before Canada did. if Canada's doing it, I'm so scared for what could happen over here. So it's just okay, whatever.
Yeah. Well, we will see how that situation develops as, of course, the premiere of BB Can comes closer March 8th. But what is going to happen before that is the premiere of Survivor 44, which is going to be March 1st. So I did a preseason podcast with Mike Bloom, if you want to check that out, for the B&B. And then, of course, we're going to be back with weekly coverage with actually Kevin Jacobs of BB Can fame for our first episode. So we will get some thoughts on the ever-developing BB Can situation. And then I feel like I did something else. Oh, Masked Singer, of course. How could I forget? Masked Singer is going strong. Episode 2, Puya and I are having a good time talking about everything. And yes, Shangela had a cameo, which was very exciting. I think the first drag queen that we've seen on the Masked Singer, which I have been very much advocating for drag queens to be in those costumes. I would love to see Alaska perform, Jinx, someone that we know has a lot of singing talent. But, maybe one day in the future. All right, that does it for us. If you want to leave your star ratings and reviews, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/dragrace to do that. Thank you to Scott St. Pierre and the whole RHAP team for all their help behind the scenes, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.